We just launched our Winter Workshop series, and that is a series of in-person workshops and online webinars that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
Our workshops take place in Marquette, Escanaba, and the Houghton area. And
okay.
Then our webinars are actually accessible from any computer or tablet with internet.
Okay.
So regardless of where you are, you can access our trainings.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, you know, that you got that going on. Now, this one of these things with it is you've got a whole series of people doing these things, too, to come in and talk about them with all these different topics, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. Our topics vary from starting a nonprofit, which is something that we get calls about all the time. Like, how would I start a nonprofit? So we teach a workshop on that, all the way up to having issues with my board. How can we look at the board and make it more effective, mm-hmm. to volunteer recruitment and management, all kinds of different topics. And we're able not only to provide them like we do now, where people can sign up, you can attend on a certain date. We'll also come into agencies and provide the training specific for them.
You know, it's one of the things that I know we like to talk about with the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development, that, you know, with that youth factor in there, this is to remind folks that your agency works with nonprofit groups that would have some youth programming and whatnot, but a lot of this goes across many, no pun intended, across many boards, that this could be applied in many different applications.
Absolutely. Our trainings definitely aren't limited to just nonprofits that serve youth, but all nonprofits. Everyone has a board. Everyone has board issues, if they'll admit it or not, you know. So everyone can benefit from learning a little bit.
So for a full schedule, for a full rundown, what's the best way for people to find out more about it?
We list our whole schedule on glcyd.org, which is our website, and we also post our flyers on Facebook. So you can go to either of those or call our office at 906-228-8919, and they'll be able to print off a schedule for you.
Have you been doing these for a while? Is this something new, or what is its history?
Well, we've been doing it for a few years. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was just in-person workshops, and then we had workshops and webinars, and this is the first year that we're actually offering our webinars for free. So anyone can attend. You don't have to be a member. Well, there's a few that you have to be a member. We have two members only ones coming up. But then we also have two that are open to the general public. And one of our instructors is actually here today to talk a little bit more about that webinar.
Chad Mager with us this morning. He is an associate with the agency and also one of the presenters in the webinars and the workshops. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks.
And well, let's talk a little bit about what you're specifically going to be talking about in your presentations.
Yeah, my upcoming workshop is called Looking Glass Leadership. And actually, I recruited my own recently retired father, who was a trainer at Cleveland Cliffs.
Okay.
And we're just going to co-present that. And it's really, when you think of leadership, people assume it's for the people that are the directors or program managers. But really, we're trying to cater this to anyone who wants to develop their leadership skills.
Mm.
So if they're a young person, it's just starting off, but they want to get those skills so they can move up the ladder in their organization. Or maybe if it's just someone who wants to influence their peers, a volunteer that wants to lead other volunteers. We all have leadership abilities. So we want to be able to show people how do you maximize that by finding your strength in leadership.
You know, it's very interesting listening to that. That idea comes across that. You're right that I think a lot of times when you hear, you know, agency leadership or nonprofit leadership, you're thinking about your executive staff of your board or whatnot, president, vice president, but I know from personal experience with many nonprofits that I've worked with, you know, there's always some project, there's always something going on, mm-hmm. and there's sort of a boots on the ground need for leadership as well to coordinate the volunteers, coordinate all of that. Is that sort of, how much does what you're talking about look into those aspects?
Oh yeah, definitely. In fact, to the point that even in our everyday lives, we're all leading someone, whether even if gone down to a parent level, down to fellow students, just anywhere you go, you're leading someone. You're influencing someone. So we want to make this as broad as possible. Even I know our target at GLCYD is nonprofits, mm-hmm. but honestly, anyone, whether you work for a for-profit or not, could benefit from this kind of training.
So with some of the other workshops and everything that are going on, is it sort of residuals of that concept? Or, I mean, I know Victoria touched on some of it, but I'm sure you're kind of involved with other ones too in that sense of putting them together. Just some of the other messages in there.
Yeah, some of the other workshops we're doing,
yeah.
we have one on volunteerism and how to get volunteers. We have how to start your nonprofit. I'm actually doing another one in April coming up on poverty sensitivity.
Okay.
How to really understand the cultural differences for someone in generational poverty. Mm-hmm. And that's really beneficial for a lot of nonprofits who serve that population. And my upcoming webinar, actually, I'm doing one on the low cost of high morale. How do we reward and recognize, especially volunteers, but even staff, and especially nonprofits, there's no budget for recognition or there's a lot of rules. And so we want to be able to show there's a lot of neat ways you can appreciate the people around you without having to spend a lot of money.
That's some really good concepts right there that those can carry over into so many areas, especially if someone's dealing with youth on a daily basis, too, in terms of leadership and rewards and skill development.
Absolutely.
So for folks that want to find out more about the schedule of all of these workshops and webinars and whatnot, how can they find out more?
One of the best ways is go to our website, glcyd.org, or our Facebook page.